This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration is pressing Turkey to end its military action in Syria. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Facing mounting criticism for the pullout of U.S. troops from Syria that preceded Turkey's ongoing military assault, the Trump administration is on the defensive. Speaking to reporters outside the White House late Monday, Vice President Mike Pence pushed back on the charge that President Trump gave Turkey the go-ahead for its offensive.
The United States of America did not give a green light to Turkey to invade Syria.
Pence added that in a call with Turkish leader Erdogan earlier Monday, Trump called for an immediate end to Turkey's military action in Syria. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And the administration now puts the blame on Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the resurgence of Islamic State, a growing humanitarian crisis, and possible war crimes. At least one Republican lawmaker is once again calling for open testimony after a former aide to President Trump testified during a closed session of the impeachment inquiry. Fiona Hill, the senior director of European and Russian affairs on Mr. Trump's National Security Council until July, when she left the White House, was expected to shed light into the dismissal of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who testified last week also in closed session. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions the validity of the ongoing impeachment inquiry by House Democrats.
This was another day in Adam Schiff's kangaroo court. This morning, we put a request in with the parliamentarian. We're still waiting for an answer. Which House rule governs any of this? I've asked Adam Schiff this at the beginning of the second deposition. We've now made the request this morning to the parliamentarian this morning. We're waiting for an answer.
Mr. Trump, in a late July phone conversation with the Ukrainian president, asked for a favor that Ukraine